All right, so I don't know. We just riffing?
Yeah, we'll just
riff wiki, and then
wiki. You know what I've had to, wait, excuse riffy. Me. Because of, can I just say this?
Should I clap?
The most, yeah, let's clap.
Oh, okay. Do I even need to? I don't need to. Sorry, go ahead.
We don't need to?
I'm dumb.
Okay, can I just say this?
Please.
Screw you.
Me?
For getting a song stuck in my head last night. And it's down in your arms tonight.
I need to defend myself.
Literally, all night long, I couldn't stop singing it. Even this morning.
I need to defend myself because I don't think it was me.
Who brought up the song?
That started it.
Oh.
I kept it going,
you
but
did
I didn't. I didn't put it in my own head. Okay. Someone
else
did.
Well, you text me lyrics later on about it, too.
I mean, so it was in reference to the person that put it in my head that I was singing all the way home. And I was like, well, she's going to have to deal with this because I'm literally singing it
yeah,
all the way home.
Yeah, literally the whole way home. And in the hotel room all morning long while working at the gym. I'm like, die in your ass tonight. Like, is it? It's kind of fun when you do get something stuck in your head. But at the same time, you're like, there has to be something else. Like, let's.
Right, but you can drive yourself crazy.
You can.
You can be like, okay,
especially
stop.
If
you're
it's
like,
a bad
okay,
song.
I'm done. And then it's like, comes back, and you're like,
oh my God, it won't leave
and
the
you
brain.
You have to jam to it.
So we went out last night.
We did.
To this place called Soho House. And
Austin.
If any of you guys are in the no-no.
Right.
I'm sure you guys are aware that there's like one in LA, one in Chicago, New York, and now there's one in Austin that's brand new. And apparently it's where like the people go.
The people go that only want to be around rich people, right?
Sure.
And they don't want any fucking poor people around them for that night.
Yeah, you have to be a member.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be accepted, turn an application, be accepted. You have to pay a fee.
You have to pay a fee every month.
It's the
private
who's
club.
Who.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take pictures in there. You can't be like going up to anyone famous and bothering them or whatever, which by the way, I didn't see anyone famous there.
No.
You know?
No. Apparently, we missed Leonardo DiCaprio
yeah.
by like 3 days.
Three, yeah. So
thanks
that's
for the
a
heads
bummer.
Up.
Thanks, Leo, for letting us know.
Right?
You were going to be there.
The ultimate hot guy starfish, Leo.
Ultimate.
Is.
Like
oh,
that
yeah.
motherfucker is just literally laying there and taking it.
He invented the hot guy starfish. So
and now that he's older, he's got like that double chin that I swear is like looking down. It's like triple
oh, yes.
chin. Just like, yeah, suck
oh,
it.
Yes. And then he also has that air that we were talking about last show of like this confidence of like, I don't care how fat I am.
Yeah.
I don't care. You're still going to fucking fuck me.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he does. He does have that.
God,
all
you
day
don't
long.
Even, you don't have to work out.
No.
You don't have to
he
eat
He could
healthy.
Look like the biggest piece of shit, and it's Leonardo DiCaprio still. He's like, remember me in Titanic? Bitch, that's what I thought.
And you know that he can just, like, at the end of the night,
yeah,
grab somebody and
sure
go home.
Good for him, I
Good
guess.
For him.
Good for him. So, the AC.
Yeah. So
was broke.
The amount that you pay for this club, just one membership fee can go
I
to fixing up.
I don't even know how much it costs, but I'm sure it's
fixing the fucking AC.
Lord have mercy. Like, first of all, Texas heat is killing me right now. Like, I'm only drinking water, and I'm just constantly drinking water. I'm just so dehydrated all the time.
Peeing
the
all the time and still cramping up, still
oh,
dehydrated.
I was cramping all last night. It was ridiculous.
I was like, girl, you're drinking so much
I
water.
I know. That's what I don't understand. It was
Texas.
It's crazy. So there we are, like, looking cute.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's hard out here for
dressed.
A weave, though.
Yeah, you and I got weaves in, and we you know, had curled hair.
Hard out
done,
here for
And
a
we're
weave.
Sitting there, sweat. Like, literally, people are at the table with, excuse me, fans at this really nice, prestigious
Inside,
place.
Inside, yeah.
Inside. AC's broke, and it's just kind of like, what's going on? It was nicer outside.
Exactly.
Towards the end of the night.
Towards the end of the night. The other thing about a private club, I think that I like it, right? Like, in theory,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, cool.
This is awesome.
But then when I was, like, lost, I couldn't find it. I had to ask somebody, and I was, like,
yeah.
the biggest dork. And then I, like, found, and they were like, it's that unmarked door.
Door.
And I was like, oh, cool. No, I knew. I just,
and
like,
then,
kind of forgot. And so I went in, and
yeah.
then it was like, where do I go?
And then you check in, and they have to, like, sign you off on the list. And they're, like, up the elevator all around, like, through this door, through around here. And you're like, oh, my God.
I'm just too, I think I'm too dorky and too cynical to, like, really love a private club without making fun of it all the time.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Without being like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Don't
Do you
get
know
wrong.
What I mean?
I mean,
like,
it was nice. The pool
super
area was
nice.
Bougie and super sweet, which
look,
I would, like, totally go there during the day.
Right.
And this is unfortunate. It was, like, what, 2 weeks old? And they're like, yeah, we're so sorry. And part of me is just like, oh, man.
Yeah. I think you said at one point, you're like, you didn't know I was coming. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait.
You're like, oh, you didn't know I was coming.
Oh, yeah. I was like, you don't know who I am?
Yeah.
Like, you just didn't get the AC fixed? Like,
yeah.
And what is this? And they're like, oh, sorry, ma'am.
Yeah, the waiter was like, no, no. Nice to meet you, though. And now I know you.
No, I know that you're a bitch.
It was a fun, they're like, you're going to fit right in here.
Yeah, you're going to be great.
Actually, let's put you on the board.
Yeah. But it was good.
It was really fun. And I do like to experience those things sometimes to be like,
check it out and to see what it's all about.
I'm good. Right? Like, yeah. I'm down. If my application gets approved, wink, wink, please. If it doesn't, eh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Correct. But now you know what it's like.
And it is kind of great.
You know what I think's great? Is the exclusive. I can't even say
exclusivity,
it.
Exclusivity.
Thank you.
Like,
of it.
VIP.
And that you feel special in a way. Right. Like, you're like, I'm part of something that barely anyone's part of.
Do you remember
it's
this?
It's like an ego thing.
Exactly. When you would go to, like, clubs back in the day. We don't really do that much now, but like,
I can't handle the crowds and the loud music. I'm too old for that shit.
Right. It's hot. It's
You're like, it's no, don't cold. Touch me. Yeah. What is all these people doing? Yeah.
The AC vent, I think, is just pointed right at me. Can we turn that kind of thing?
Yeah.
It's dark, too.
It's really dark.
Can we put a
Why
couple
is it
of
so loud?
Lighting?
At the end of the night, your voice is gone.
Yeah.
You have bruises all over you.
Exactly.
You're just in a bad mood. You're not even drunk because you could not even get a drink at the bar because, like, you know,
exactly.
There's a million people. Yeah.
But, what I remember from that is, like, the VIP area was never really the nice area. It was always, like, some weird little closet with a rope. And I'm like, why would you rather be hanging out
there
in that area than, like, out here in the fucking awesome club? But why? Because they want to be, like,
VIP, we're special.
Right.
I will tell you, the only VIP that I've been to that was worth it was anywhere in Vegas.
Yeah. Well, they know how to do it.
They do know how to do it. So I think it was... when I got back from one of my first deployments, when I was with my first ex, we went to Vegas. I actually paid for VIP one night, and that was fucking awesome.
Sometimes it is.
It was a bunch of hot girls, and of course they like put us up, you know what I mean? And then even my friend Chelsea, who works in Vegas, she takes pictures for all of the, you know.
Oh, yeah, she took our pictures and
for
video.
All the artists out there. And, like, she's, like, best friends with Little John, too, by the way. Like, they always take pictures. And so she got me out there last time in the back in the VIP booth, literally in the booth with the DJ. And the DJ's looking at me like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God, yes.
See, that's the thing. Like,
but
that's how.
I acted like a non-VIP person, 100%.
That's what,
like,
I mean. Is I
was
never,
not chill.
Yeah, I never act like how you're supposed to act in the VIP. And everyone's always like, come fucking down. And I'm like, this is so
awesome.
Guys.
Because I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, yeah, like, no big deal.
I can't.
Like, that's not me.
I've tried.
That's not me.
There was one person that, like, Dan brought out with us one time that was, like, friends with Joe Rogan and, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And I, and friends with, like, the producer of Joe Rogan. And, like, I was, for a second, trying to just be cool because she was, like, kind of bitchy, like, super cool. And so I was trying to be cool. And then I finally just, like, broke and was like, dude, it's so fucking cool. Like, blah, blah, blah. This is crazy. I can't be cool, you know?
Yeah.
And she didn't respond to it. But I can't not do it, right?
Correct.
Like, sitting
you
there
you,
being like,
you're who you are.
Right. And I tried it. I tried it
it's
on
authentic.
For 1 second and I couldn't do it.
I just can't. Yeah, that's just not me. I'm allowed to be excited. I'm allowed to be pumped.
Right.
Whatever. Who cares?
It's fucking cool.
I'm not like that with people. I'm like that with things. Like, people, I don't care who you are. Like, that's the weird part. Like, I will be like, when I met Arnold Schwarzenegger, I was like, cool. When I met Terrell Owens and I had no clue who he was and he was super offended, I was like, oh, like,
sorry.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, I don't know.
Everyone's supposed to know
who
you
like,
are.
Yeah, like, sorry, bro. So, but events or things like that, I'll be like, oh my God, this is so amazing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Even that Soho house, like, it's beautiful.
It
it's
was
awesome.
Beautiful and gorgeous.
The food's
great,
but everyone's just like,
I know.
I'm like, this is great.
It is. Yeah. I walked in, I was like, this is really nice.
Right. And like,
everyone else is
private.
Like, this is nothing. I know. It's whatever.
I don't
They're probably
love,
used
like,
to it, though. That's the thing. I guess that's probably one thing. When you're so used to something or you're used to having something a little bit more luxurious, something like that is like, this is really not that much.
Yeah.
And I'm just not that fancy.
Yeah, I think I don't ever want to get used to that.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. I know. So there's that.
So that was our evening.
That was our evening.
We were good.
Yeah.
We're not doing like a hungover show or anything.
No, I didn't drink.
I had
a couple
way
of glasses.
Less.
Yeah,
than
you
I've
didn't
ever
really,
had of wine.
I will say this, like, from the time we got there to the time we left, like, there was barely any wine for you.
Yeah.
Compared to what, when we drink.
When we drink, we'll, like,
oh, yeah.
We make sure we go to a dive that we can get the drinks right when
constantly.
We want them.
Dude, they did take a while, huh?
I think maybe that's, like, their plan.
Maybe.
Because they actually don't want
people to get wasted.
Drunken girl. Like, they don't want us at our drunk.
White girl wastedness. No.
So they were kind of just like, let me slowly like these, bring
they're like,
you
these
out.
Girls look like a party. This mm-hmm. one's not drinking, so we'll keep this one on the down low so she doesn't encourage this one to drink.
Right. Exactly. They were like, if she has one more, like two in a row quickly,
yeah.
the other one's going to have a shot.
The other one's going to have a shot.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So they knew. They had our number. And then Tommy came and cleared out the table.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Super nice.
Well, you know, everyone was like walking around and doing things anyway. So it actually worked out well.
It was perfect talking. Because everyone that was sitting down at the table.
We didn't know.
We didn't know, but at a certain point, they were always getting up to see what was better somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, no one at our table was just wanting to sit, besides us.
Well,
we
they
sat
were,
there the
they
whole
were
time.
Nay's friends. We didn't know them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But and they, then, like, they
were.
I feel like one by one, that was the other thing. Like, one by one, they would get up and see, is there someone...
Is there someone
famous? Is there someone yeah. better? Is there
more interesting
like,
than these two
yeah,
girls
yeah,
here?
Yeah. And I was like, whatever. It's Soho House. That's the thing. Yeah. There probably is. Obviously there yeah. is. But.
And Renee saw friends name. Like that she's been wanting to talk to. So it worked out well. That was you, Tommy, and I.
No, it's good.
You know, just like do some pre-prep for the drinking broette episode that we're going to have with him.
Exactly. Yeah. That's tomorrow. I well, that
well,
we're filming
we'll
it tomorrow.
Blah, yeah,
blah,
we get
blah,
all.
Whatever.
Yeah, we get. We're doing things early and then like releasing these for you guys.
Yeah.
Later on.
How was your the rest of your evening?
It was good.
You were just singing.
Dance in your arms tonight. Yeah. I will say this. We were talking about it a little bit before the
okay.
episode.
I'm gonna follow your lead.
I've
look, I've got experiences
no, I know.
Like that too. So
okay.
let's
so
see what you wanna say.
I've had an epiphany.
Okay.
Within, like, the last few weeks.
A Tiffany epiphany?
A Tiffany epiphany.
Glammo.
And I've been talking to some of my girlfriends about this. And it's actually, like, kind of sucks in a way. Just be, like, real.
Okay.
Right? So we, like, we're talking about the singleness, right, in the world. And like, there's the fun shit of, like, dating and the talking and, like, the drama and all that, right? Like,
yeah.
We kind of, like, I think in a
before
sense, too,
things
like,
happen,
yeah, we
like,
talked about, like, the singleness, and it's kind of exciting, and I know a lot of people look at it and, like, oh, my God, it's going to be great to, like, be a free bird again and go out and do your thing and have all these guys hit on you or, like, date other people, but I'll tell you this, is, like, there's definitely a side that sucks to it all.
Okay.
Right? Like, let's just be fucking real. I'm a to be completely honest, I'm 100% a relationship person. I guess I didn't realize this until like completely out of a relationship. Like I don't like the talking stage. I don't like the what's your favorite color, who's your fucking family. Like I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
I want the comfortability of like being with someone for a while, like
yep.
permanently.
Yeah.
You know, yep. like where, for example, like if I have to take a massive shit in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm not like sitting there like squeezing and making sure it's not loud and they can hear me through the door. And
I would always
weird,
go down to the
awkward,
gas station.
Or, yeah,
or,
but you know.
You can't in a hotel.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, man, I'm telling you, like there was one where I was like, I've got to go. And it's not stopping. Like,
so
I had to go in the bathroom, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like stuff like that. I sit there and think in my head like this never would have happened. Like I'm not like this in a marriage or a long-term relationship. I feel like I could be fully me.
Right.
So it's like one thing that really kind of sucks. With that a little bit is like the whole new thing.
Yeah.
You know, and the talking stage. The other thing that really sucks is for a decade of my fucking life, a decade, I was with two men. I was married to two men. Both
kind of back to back?
Kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Like you
I mean,
have
there
that
was like
much
a year.
Time.
No.
Okay.
One officially ended at the beginning of 2014. And the other one I was married to at the end of 2016.
Okay, yeah. So that's pretty, you have to at least get into it
yeah.
pretty quickly they after,
were,
then.
Yeah. So you know how we talked about before that if you do not heal from your past trauma and issues and that individual and really work on what you've been through, you will end up dating the same person just with a different face. That's what I did. But mm-hmm. I didn't just date them. I married them. Again.
Right.
They were very much exactly alike. I mean, shit, they had the same first name. They had the same fucking birthday, like... month, like literally
oh.
days apart. I don't know if you guys believe in zodiac signs, but that would trigger anyone who
yeah.
believes
yeah.
in those. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, and you just, when you're used to a relationship that has like what we call it toxic or trauma bonding or all that stuff, there's some goods to it. There's some good to it still, right? There's a reason why you get fucking sucked in. We were talking to some of
yeah,
our friends
exciting.
About it recently. You get sucked into things, right?
Yeah.
The sex with anyone toxic is crazy, like awesome, off so the good. Charts, fucking wall. Like you have sex for the first time, you're like, oh my god, I'm never like, I don't want to fuck anyone else in my entire fucking life.
Yep.
That toxic dick, like you get addicted to it. And then you get so used to the drama of the super high highs and the low lows. And you're so used to the drama throughout the years that that is now your new normal.
Yeah.
100% your new normal. So to sit here and realize I've dealt with that for a decade of my life, to now experience what normal's really fucking like, I'm fucked up, dude.
Right.
Let's be real. I'm kind of fucked up in the head a little bit. Because I'm sitting there going, we talked about before, like, when you are so used to something traumatic and now you have something that's actually healthy, you're going to think it's boring.
Or you're going to think, like I said,
there's something wrong.
They're distant or there's something wrong. There's something you're doing wrong. Because they're not really like super into you right away. And you're
correct.
Like, what? Not you don't like want to marry me tomorrow?
So obsessed and all over you. Yeah. And like maybe things aren't as like good in certain aspects or whatever. And you're just like, this isn't normal to me. When in reality, it's healthy. You know?
Yes.
And it fucking kind of sucks.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Do you think maybe we should just be not dating for a little bit longer?
That's what I'm thinking. Well, that's the thing is I purposely have not been really trying to date.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
I have allowed guys to talk to me. I have had sex, possibly.
Right.
But beyond that, like, I haven't been, like, going out on dates and dating, but I do see what you mean.
Just because, like, if, right, like...
Because personally, I don't think I'm ready for... So here's my definition of dating, right?
Right.
So I have different definitions. Like, there's talking.
Right.
Right? So talking, I just consider, like, talking to dudes, like, conversating, whatever, whether it's every day or whether it's, like, once a week or whatever.
Nobody can tell you what to do, what to do. Talking. Yeah, yeah.
Then dating to me is, like, something a little bit more official. Yes. Where, like, I'm only talking to that one person. I feel like I'm only having sex with that one person. We make efforts to see each other on dates so often. And that, to me, will lead to possibly a relationship. And so that in particular, I'm not trying to do.
The dating part.
No.
You're just
talking. I'm just talking. And maybe with a fuck in there.
Like.
But maybe I shouldn't.
So when you got divorced, it was kind of like, I thought there was going to be some... You know, we were going to be talking Tiffany through it and oh my gosh. And you came out, I think, like you said, because you were so over it for so long before.
Yes, there was 1 foot out, unfortunately,
for a
while.
So you came out of it, like, I mean, great, loving it, great apartment, like,
Moved on, healed from a lot. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm working on still a lot of things.
Sure.
Which obviously, I'm like literally explaining to you guys right fucking now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, my mindset, like, you guys are literally getting what's in my brain, like,
but
what I'm going
through.
But I
think it's good, because there are people that are, like, they do that, too. They're like, I'm fucking great.
I just want to be honest with you all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because right now, I'm sitting here going, this fucking sucks right now.
Yeah.
I had an epiphany recently where I do not know what healthy is.
Right.
Healthy, like, I'm recognizing healthy communication now between a man and a woman, and I actually really like that, because I'm huge on communication, but it's the rest of the healthiness, and I'm like, this is really boring.
Right.
This is fucking... boring.
I got you.
And it sucks.
Right.
In ways. Because you're so used to the, oh my God, all over the place.
Yeah.
The toxicity of it. And it's scary to sit there and go, man, am I just going to keep continuing down this trend for so long of like, I'm going to find someone healthy for me.
Right.
And I'm going to think that this is boring, even though it's normal.
Right.
And I'm not going to give it a chance because I'm going to think something's wrong with it because it's not what I'm used to. And now I'm going to go ahead and go back into this cycle of finding, oh, we got a toxic dude and this feels normal. He's obsessed with me. And do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Which is why I'm in therapy too.
You could always like start fights though. For fun.
No,
I'm joking.
Okay, but here's the thing.
I'm joking.
Unknowingly, though, I feel like that has happened in, like,
100%.
No joke, looking back in my past relationships where you sit there in your head and you're like, man, things are really good right now. Things are really fucking good. Right? You're like,
dude,
things
I've
are really
had
happy.
That exact moment,
it out loud.
Well, I've been sitting in the, whatever the relationship was, I've been sitting in the kitchen and, like, everything's great. It's a great day. Just
yes.
Like, started out great. Everything's chill. And then he's
like,
sitting
immaculate.
On the couch, mm-hmm. and I'm like cooking or something. And then I'm like, holy, Yeah. It just switches.
Yes.
And I like start a fight.
Yes. I have legit.
Because I'm like, I'm so bored right now.
Unknowingly done that. Like, I'm not even. Yeah. Like him and I remember at one point at our dinner table, we were talking like how good we were doing recently, yeah. how things felt great. And like telling you hours later, we're down each other's throats. But then after down each other's throats, he was.
Sure.
It was.
Right.
And it well.
Right.
Because it's toxic too. And it's great.
Right.
You know what the worst part about that was?
What?
The best sex him and I ever had in our entire relationship was at the very beginning and at the very end.
When he was with
when he was actually
people.
Cheating on me. How fucked up is that? I'm not even kidding.
Makes sense though, right?
I literally was in my head. I don't know if any of you guys can understand this, and I'm just really being honest with it here. But I didn't have evidence yet that I knew he was with someone. Like full on evidence, but I knew in my head he was.
Right.
And there was something inside my body. Like my brain was like, fuck him. You hate him. This is fucked up. But my body was like, let's save this. Let's fuck him. Let's give him the best sex of his life.
I remember you telling me that.
And I remember like, it was the most incredible. It was mind blowing. And he was just like, where the fuck did that come from? And I was just, and my body, like, I'm not even kidding. In my head, I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. But my body was responding the complete opposite way. It was like.
Hate sex.
It wanted it so much
it's
more.
It's an emotion.
I was like, why weren't you just like.
They're huge emotions,
so
right?
So messed up, dude.
Super love, super hate. They're both just like.
But if that doesn't show how fucked up in the head that I am.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I remember talking to my therapist about it. I'm like, is there something wrong with me? The fact that I want to fuck him so bad, knowing that all this is going on and how toxic this is. And she was like, she kind of made me feel better about it. She's like, Tiffany, you're a woman. She's like, you're horny. She's like, you know, women in their mid-30s start getting more and more turned on anyway. But part of me was like, that's not it. I'm talking about the psychological aspect.
Well,
of
I think
it.
There's part of it where you like you were feeling bad. You knew something was going on and you wanted to make yourself feel better. There's a lot
sure.
of times that like grief sex, like mm-hmm. all of that where it's like, I just want to feel
that
better
was honestly the only
and
way.
Loved. And like, that's what it is.
There was no talking. There was no living together. There was no sleeping together. There was no emotions or anything. So that was the only way our emotions, I guess, were
your
getting
only
out at
connection.
That moment. The only connection that we had. And part of me wonders if deep down inside, internally in my brain, that I was just like, maybe this will save things. Not thinking that if I performed, but you know what I mean? But
it's
like,
subconscious, right? Where you're
yeah,
like
subconscious, like maybe he'll realize how much mm-hmm. he loves me and he'll feel bad. Which, by the way, he would apologize all the time.
Sure, right after.
And tell me how much he loved me.
Mm-hmm.
Not even after sex, but just, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
he had those guilty, conscious feelings. And then, but crazy though, right? And that's what I'm saying is like, I'm so used to this like toxic, like amazing dick that like anything else so far has just been kind of like.
I think that's right now. And I actually don't
and
think.
Relationships and
I,
whatever.
I don't think you're actually fucked up. I think there's actually a lot of. Women listening, either divorced or broken up, whatever,
mm-hmm.
That completely relate to that.
Yeah.
Including me. And it really is, like, I would urge you to just be with yourself.
Yeah.
For a little bit. And you'll get to a point where you're just like, whatever.
Well,
I'll just talk
too.
To somebody. Or some whatever it's going to happen, but, like, I think you do so well, like the way that you were doing so well right after is because you were just with yourself.
And solo and doing me.
Loving yourself.
And I was
and look, it's
less
hard,
stressful.
Though.
Well, that's the thing.
It's
is
hard.
Like we've talked about before in the podcast where it's like you balance. It's like the struggle of I don't want to be in a relationship, but I don't want to be alone. Like, don't get me wrong. There are some times where I feel kind of lonely.
Right.
You know, like I want a companion to talk to. Like I want someone to share my day with. I want someone to fucking cuddle me. Maybe stick their dick in me every once in a while. Like
you need yourself a gay best friend.
You know,
friend
a gay best.
Maybe bi, right?
Yeah,
maybe
sure.
a little. Maybe if he drinks, a hole's a hole
yeah,
kind of thing. Look, we can figure this
but
out.
You,
you
I mean?
Are
like,
not fucked up.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, there's that. But I do know, like, I don't want it. So, like, when I'm alone and single, I love it. The minute that a guy is like in my vicinity, we're kind of like together and living, or even like, you know, like good sex, bad sex,
sure.
guy from the past in the hotel. I was like, I don't want to sleep in the same bed. Like, we're good.
Sure.
We don't need to cuddle. All these things.
Yes,
like,
yes.
I was like, no, I'm really enjoying my alone time.
Yeah, and I think that's your mind and your body actually telling you, like,
same.
Look, this is great, but I got some more work to do on
yeah.
me back at my amazing apartment with my job, my dogs, my podcast, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, this was cool.
Yeah, this
but well, last and every one will teach you something, right? Like we had the first one that was like taught you of like, I don't know if that was the one that you were like, where do we stand? No, that was the good sex, bad sex. So you figured out in that one how to be like, yo, I don't give a fuck if you, at this point, I don't care if you drive here, if you come, whatever, yeah. I'm good.
I laid down, well, the good thing I learned you about laid, that one is I yeah. was able to lay down boundaries right away and say, this
and
is
then
what
he
I,
flipped
and
out.
This is what I fucking deserve. And if you're not going to give it to me, then bye-bye. And then once I was just chill with it, then he got like super mad feelings. I was like, what
so
the fuck
So we
ever?
Learned that
so
shit,
So that
right?
was that one. I learned boundaries with the other one too, of being like, I don't want to like very nicely like ending it in a respectful way.
Right.
Right. Instead of like, cause what
ghosting
I used to do, well,
or whatever.
Yeah, I don't ghost, but what I would normally do in the past is I would try to be so nice. I would just like lead him like unintentionally lead him on. Cause I felt bad for like wanting to turn them down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I learned that with that one. Another guy, I'm like learning positive, at least communication between a man and a woman.
Sure.
And saying like, this is what healthy kind of looks like. It's just, it's
Remember
a lot of learning,
Jared
girl.
Said, though?
Huh?
Remember what Jared said?
Yeah.
You just gotta.
Jared said
just
that. Well,
date
he said
a
the
bunch.
Minute he said the yeah he said date a bunch, but the minute that he said the minute that you see like that red flag or whatever, end it. Don't. There's no reason to
because you're just you are fine
yep.
just by yourself.
I see what
and you're
saying.
Awesome. You know what I mean? Where yep. it's like, cool, okay, now we're gonna date someone else. Maybe talk. Or maybe you don't for like a couple weeks
that's
or something.
Well, that's
something,
the thing.
Which
I'm not trying. Like, that's the. I think that's
it's
the worst
part.
It's easy
for me to say because no one's in my DMs.
Well, that's
but.
The worst part is like, I feel like when I look, I get no one. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
when I'm,
so
like,
not
when
looking.
I'm, when I feel like I'm ready and I'm like, man, I'm ready. I'm ready to put myself out there. Like, there's. It's like crickets. But the fact that right now I'm like, no, I'm good. And DMs are just crazy. Guys are coming out of the woodwork like crazy. All this shit. It's like, oh my God. Part And a lot of it's like, no. But another part of it's kind of like, eh.
Right. Eh. You have to make, so, like, you have to be so, like, I'm not ready that someone needs to, like, sweep you off your motherfucking feet in order for you to do it, right?
Yeah.
Until that happens.
Yeah. A lot of it's been, eh.
So?
Yeah. Which,
you know.
Part of me wonders if it's been, eh, because I'm so used to all over the place. Craziness.
I think you'll find there are people out there that are a combination of that.
Okay.
Where it's like, it's exciting, but it's not that level of toxic. Do you know
yeah.
what I mean? And they are there. And
yeah.
you can be exciting and challenge you in a way where
yeah.
like, look, it's okay to fight and talk and whatever.
Absolutely.
As long as it
in a
ends
healthy way.
With a communication and a like, you know, maybe some makeup sex. There
mm-hmm.
you go. But
like,
that's not...
Yeah.
I think that's confused with some. Toxicity, right?
Yes.
Where it's like there is a little level.
You want
to,
yeah.
To keep
you want a happy medium.
Interesting.
I don't. Yeah. So like with the exes
it's out
before,
there.
We were never really friends. We just immediately went straight to dating.
Sure.
Or being in a relationship.
Sure.
However, I do know there's guys I've been friends with that just would never happen. I want right, like it just like becomes just like friendship stuff, and it's like I want to. Have that happy balance
yep.
where it's like we. I feel like you're like my best friend, but I am so I want to fuck you all the time. I'm so widely attracted to you, and our sex is incredible. Like,
but I will say
with a little bit of the healthy communication, but excitement still.
Yes,
is that and like I'm, too much to ask?
No, but you have to be willing to go on that ride a little bit.
Correct.
Of be like, all right, we're gonna be a little toxic.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Not to a level where I feel like I'm being. Abused
yes
right or mentally or emotionally or anything but just like you know a little bit of excitement
here's the thing
it's possible
here's the thing too is I have some crazy in me I mean obviously
sure so you can't
Tiffany is like at the top of the crazy hot scale right we're like it's super crazy
so you
and
need
that.
To find somebody that's like
so I have been tamed I have tamed my crazy because of just the past you know what I mean a little bit
you don't have to
I know but I'm just saying like yeah. I want to be able to be my crazy self without guys being like,
but
do you know
not,
like a
you're
little
not really crazy?
No, but like I'm allowed to like. There's some people out there who just like, and men in particular. Well, there's some men out there that the minute they see any like,
they freak
you've
out.
Seen it for yourself.
So you got to find
you've
someone
seen it
that
for
can
yourself,
fucking
you
handle
down
it.
Boundaries. You not hand like you being like, I'm not okay with this, and be like, oh, that's crazy. It's like, but is it or is it just me?
knowing what I want. You need to find someone that can handle you without wanting to handle you, right? Without wanting to, like, and look, that's so the holy grail, girl, but you're in a position to find it.
No, I know.
I'm not.
I know. And I, so I'll say this. It's like, while
it, Coop, shut up.
While at one point, it's the whole thing's exciting. At the whole another point, it fucking sucks. And I guess I just wanted to address that part and just like be kind of vulnerable with you guys about it. Because like today, I just kind of had like, it kind of sucks with it all.
I'm sorry.
No, it's, oh, don't.
But no, I want to say that I'm glad that you're talking about it like that, because again, there is a lot of people that divorce, and when they heard you were going through that, they were like, okay, like, you know.
Well, I had my head on straight at the end, you know, right. You guys didn't see me fucking crying and going ballistic.
And so they're
with
kind of like,
Jesse.
Oh shit, is divorce just like, you get fucking hotter, you have a great fucking apartment, you're like, what?
No, I was in a shit show. That's the problem, right. Is like, when
so I think it's good to show both.
Yeah, when I was down in the fucking dumps, like literally at one point, was like,
we couldn't,
if I die, I wouldn't care.
Right. We couldn't put that on the podcast,
no.
But we have gotten to a point where you can now talk about.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't healthy for me. And honestly, like, I shut down and I had to shut people out and take care of myself. Like, I knew what I needed. And I had a lot going on at that time, too. Not even with the divorce, but like moving and getting
fucking
a new job,
everything.
And going through a fucking course and like, ugh. So, but yeah, like, it's not rainbows
it's not
and fucking butterflies, guys. And that's why I'm sharing this, is because there's definitely downsides to it.
Yeah.
And the epiphany of being like, what you've dealt, like, it sucks sometimes to see and to look back and go, what you've actually dealt with and
right.
What you thought was normal. And to realize that 10 years, like a third of my fucking life was spent with two men that I was married to. It was not healthy. And that, you know, you got used to a certain thing that you think is
right.
Normal and it's not.
Right. But I think it's okay for you to actually say to what you want, which is like,
yes,
exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We can find a little damage on about whatever.
Yes.
So that's okay to say that,
I
too.
Agree.
Not like, oh, well, I guess this is the rest of my life. This, if I want to be healthy. No,
morning.
Like, there are people
yeah.
that are all different.
Yeah.
Just like you.
7.6.
Yeah.
Billion people in the world.
What do we always say?
7.6 billion people in the world. You don't gotta like,
we're giving each other our own advice at this
point.
And
that's the problem I know with girls, when they like, when there's the people who hate the talking stage. A lot of times people get very comfortable and they go, you know what? I've already put effort into this person. I already talked. We already did this. I already know them well. Maybe I'll stay in it. I don't want to fall into that, right? Of the comfortability of being like, you know what? I just, like, me and this person have been talking for a bit. It's really kind of nice and settle, right? It's like, no, keep doing the talking. And it's, while it sucks, just keep doing it.
Make someone force you, because you cannot handle not being in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Make it be like that.
Yeah.
Make it be like, I tried not to for however long,
yeah.
and now I just can't fight it anymore. This is what it is,
yeah.
right? And they're out there.
Yeah.
They're out there. And
they
for
are.
You, Tiffany,
I believe
they're lined up.
thank you, James.
Thank you
for talking to me.
And I think it, I also want to.
We were talking about it before, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just share it with you guys. I'll be honest, you know?
Yeah. And I do think it's good, too. The last thing I'll say is, like, you know, when people talk about their issues that they're going through at the time,
mm-hmm.
they're not able to really articulate, and it just comes out as like, you know, sadness and depression, and
mm-hmm.
you're all over the place and crazy, and you think you're over something and you're not. And so it's not beneficial to anyone, right? But if you move through it,
mm-hmm.
you take your own time, even away from the podcast or whatever,
yeah.
and get to a place on the other side where you can say, because that's what I do, is like, I'll talk about my problems when they're in the past,
yes,
not when they're currently
correct.
Going on,
that's
because you can't wrap your head around. You can't talk about it with any humor or relatability.
No,
you're literally
so
just like a fucking mess, right? And that doesn't help anyone. Unless you're talking to your therapist, it doesn't help for you to even get it out in that way. So I think it's actually perfect progression of like, now you can be like, well, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna die.
Yeah.
But this is
I
what
mean,
I'm dealing
sucks.
With.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's good to be honest with yourself
with.
About it too.
Yeah.
And just talk about it out loud. Like, this is fucking happening, instead of ignoring it and sweeping it under the rug.
Exactly. So after that talk about how much we're both messes, does anyone want some advice?
Yeah, we do.
We sound like the expert.
We don't know. We're so great at giving it and never taking it.
Perfect. This is a great segue to go into an advice segment.
So here we go. So this is from one of our broettes, and it says, "Hey, Tiffers and Jable. So my partner in crime just broke up with me. It's been an absolute difficult time. I've been a mess. I'm former Air Force, and he's Army, just like Tiffany and her ex.
Okay.
I just signed my last paperwork portion, and I will be heading to further training. And then soon there, she's going to officer candidate school for the Army, actually, if all goes as planned. I'm also finishing up some like master program that I'm in. I'm also now the admin of a relationship advice group for military-specific relationships."
Oh, shit.
I know. "The women in this group have been super supportive, but I feel so broken. Like, I have found evidence of my, she found evidence of him cheating potentially while they were in a relationship."
Okay.
And he's, of course, denied it. They have a four-month-old, like, German Shepherd puppy. From a military bloodline, so the military is a big part of the relationship with them both being military, and they have this dog now together. They both have a strong belief in God, so this all kind of feels super hideous to her. And I can kind of relate to that.
Yeah.
A little bit, right?
Yeah.
Being a Christian. He just totally blindsided me with the whole cheating thing with us breaking up. I know we had problems, but we were working it out. I guess I just kind of, like, want to understand, like, why we broke up or why he was cheating on me. Please help. I need any advice. I've followed you, Tiffany, and Jesse from day one. I have just eaten up all the relationship advice you guys both have given. I value the military and what's afforded me. Now I feel like my dreams and my life are, like, wasted, as, like, I feel like he's tainted everything I've kind of held dear to me. We've been together for 13 months, so you would think that there would be some understanding of this as a long-term relationship. I guess I just feel broken, and the fact we were working through things is what hurts the most. Any advice would be greatly appreciated."
I'm confused on how the military in general is tainted.
That would be a good question.
Oh, okay.
Well, so...
Is there something that I don't...
No, so let's see.
So why she's making
so
it...
He's
so
he's Army, she's Air Force... Or she's former Air Force, I guess, going into an Army officer school. Some people are really big into the military. It's like their life.
Yeah,
it's all that they know.
Yeah.
And especially in relationship, they have, like, this military dog. I'm wondering if because of, like, what they've been through. First of all, like, cheating's against the UCMJ in the military.
Okay.
There's a law
in
the military, the Uniform Code of Military Justice. That says, obviously, you cannot commit adultery. Now, for you to actually get someone, like, held accountable to that and, like, a court of law, you literally have to have evidence.
You have to have a video of them doing it.
Literally, my lawyer was like, you have to have a video of him fucking some other girl. And I was like,
yeah. With a newspaper in front of it.
Let me just wear a GoPro on my head 24/7.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, follow him around. Like,
yeah.
You know, like,
so that's how they've
essentially
get away
because he was Special Forces. Right. He is Special Forces, so that's why. Like,
right.
It depends on the unit. Some might get a slap on the hand. Some might get demoted. Whatever.
I guess I just don't
understand. I'm wondering if she thinks, because, like, it's embarrassing. So, like, the fact, maybe that's why. Mm. Is, like, she's going through officer candidate school, which is, like, a big deal. She's, like, literally getting her master's in this military program.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, is, you know, gives relationship advice for military-specific relationships. Like, this guy, I guess, who was her world, her partner in crime, like, broke up with her. It seems to be, like, kind of out of nowhere. She's having a really difficult time with it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, she's finding out that he was cheating. So I think it might just be a huge slap in the face.
Okay.
And in that sense, too, like, disrespect in the military terms as well.
I would hate for her to give him the power of, like,
that's what I was
connecting your love for the military to a person. It sounds like it was pretty ingrained in you before you even met him, right? Mm-hmm. You were together for 13 months. So don't give him the power to take the love that you have away with cheating, right? So
that's why I was asking if there's
something else that makes it, like, a tainted situation, and then she's not into the military at all. Maybe it's, like, she just knows, like, maybe guys... You know, she's seeing that a lot of guys in the military are like that.
Yeah.
Or did he turn out to be just like how I thought?
From just gathering from this, like, she purposely, like, he was Army and she was former Air Force. So maybe she was going to Army officer candidate school to be with him.
Right.
And for that to work out well. Right. Because maybe they're along the same lines. And now she feels like her dreams and everything she's been working towards in that realm are now wasted because they're no longer together. Which, by the way, girl, if that's something that you really truly want to do, no man better fucking stop you from that dream.
But by the way, he has, from what I understand, the military is you are a singular person. Like your
yes.
enrollment, your everything is not ever, thankfully, determined on who you're with, who you're married to, who you're, it's you.
Correct.
And if you're with someone else that's doing their own path, fine.
Yeah.
But like, it's not couples military.
No.
Like it is you, and you did it, and you made the choice of doing that. It sounds like tiny bit of codependency with this.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's pretty raw right now, probably going through a hard
probably.
Time. And then finding out, you know how that feels, that pit in the stomach where you find stuff out, but you're not with them.
Yeah.
So you can't like work it through with them. You have to be like, fuck, we're not even together. I can't even fight with him about it.
Yeah.
But
or,
now I'm finding
like, even
out.
Even just a little bit of, here's a potential, like here's the thing too. She said, I found evidence of potential cheating. The potential cheating, that's what sucks. Cause like your brain,
you can't get the answers.
No, you can't get the answer. Like your brain's constantly wondering what happened, what's going on, what did he really do? I really want to find out. And you literally will drive yourself insane. I did the same. I literally drove myself insane. I called
right.
every fucking restaurant he ever went to. It was like literally questioning.
You were with him at that point, though.
I know I was still married, but yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I get
no,
it.
Can
but,
you imagine
yeah,
if you
sure.
were broken up and then trying
well,
to figure
yeah,
out?
But, yeah, like if someone was, if someone who you considered your partner in crime, right, like, and someone that you're with, like. Just broke up with you, and that was like a huge surprise slap in the face. Your world's gonna be feeling a little bit quaky and shattered.
And you're gonna want answers.
Absolutely.
And you're gonna try and look to the whys, the whos. I know it's hard to hear, but like it doesn't matter.
No. Well, that's the hardest
point.
Part is the why they did what they did and the who they did it with. And the whole closure thing, I got to be honest, is all that's bullshit.
Yeah.
That is an excuse. And I'm going to say this, and I say this for myself too, from the past. That is an excuse for you to hang on longer to the relationship, for you not to close that chapter on it. We're going to put it plainly that if someone breaks up with you, it's very evident they don't want to be with you. So, you know, easier said than done to have the self-respect to sit there and go, why do I want to beg someone to love me? Why do I want to tell someone how to love me and show them what to do when there's so many people out there that should know what to do or like can do it, right? And then why am I going to, like, a lot of times it's ego. A lot of times it's, control and power. Like you want to hold on to something that you can't anymore because I've been there too. It's like, no, no one likes feeling rejected.
Yeah.
And so I think in that sense, you had to sit there and go, that's like, this person doesn't love me, respect me enough. Obviously, he left me and he possibly was cheating on me. Why the fuck do I want to be with this person? Why am I fighting against this?
Right. And it doesn't even seem like it's possible for them to be together. It's just the answers that she's trying to get retroactively. I know it's something I've done it too, like broken up with someone and been like, wait, that night, and then you can like find stuff out. Why? Mm. And then literally I can't talk to them about it. All I'm doing is like
driving yourself insane.
For what?
I know. But we do it.
But we do it. And so I'm not judging at all. Like
no, I did it.
100% done this with someone that I would never even be with again.
Or I know.
It doesn't even matter what they did and why, but you have to know. We have this need to just like know why. Somehow we maybe feel like we're going to feel better about it
yeah.
if we know who it was and when
and
whatever.
You don't. I mean,
you don't. So the point of that is that
it becomes a sick cycle too, by the way. You
right.
just don't stop.
And there's yes.
You just don't like.
And because you can't get answers, you're always going to be asking yourself like, but wait, what was that? Because you were never able to either talk to him about it or get the full story. It's just like your mind and imagination for no reason going crazy about someone you're not with anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do still have, which the saddest part of this, what you do still have is the military. And if you have the love for that, and if that is your goal and your drive,
mm-hmm.
you have that. He can't take it away from you. Focus on that.
Yeah.
You're never going to get answers. Even if you find out the girl he was with, when, where, what, nothing good is going to come from that.
Yeah.
Except for more questions that will last longer. So I think that's what I would say, right? It's a 13-month relationship. You sound like you're in the thick of it, so it's going to be hard for you to even take any of this advice.
So
maybe
too.
Go back and listen to this show in
she said she feels broken, and the fact
right.
that they were working through things, but then he broke it off hurts the most. And I get that. You put, like, you've been together for over a year. You put a lot of time and effort into it. It seems like you really love him. Maybe you're making career decisions on his behalf. Maybe not, which I would suggest never to do, because I regret ever doing that in my fucking life.
Yep.
Because then you do have those regrets. And I get it. You know, you are in the thick of it. However, yeah.
Please. I think go back and listen to this episode maybe in 3 months.
Yeah. But please realize, though, is like what you truly deserve. Like, you deserve to be with a man who's not potentially cheating on you and making you guess that. You deserve to be with a guy who wants to work with you through the thick and the thin of it. Like, if you guys were working on things and you're like bummed because you were putting in 100% of effort and he just decided to fucking call it quits.
What's it going to be like when you're married? Yeah, when you have actual problems, kids and bullshit?
You want to be with a guy who's putting equal effort in and saying, listen, I'm with you every step of the way. And while this is really fucking hard and it might be some of the hardest things we've done in our life, we're going to make it through together. That's the type of man that you want in your life. So why are we settling for less?
Right.
You know what I mean? And also, too, like, girl, you know, it seems like you have a great head on your shoulders. You're former Air Force. You're going to go through officer candidate school. You're literally doing a master's program. You're helping out other military, like, couples and stuff. Like, you sound like a phenomenal woman. Like, you have a lot of shit going for you. You don't need a man, number one, for any of this to actually work out and for you to keep heading down that path of trajectory, like, of propelling yourself into something greater. Keep doing you. Use these things as a nice distraction, too. In a way, like, telling you right now, like, me getting a new job was a great distraction.
Right.
For me to work towards, because, like, and get better at things. So use this right now to help keep you from going insane and thinking about it 24/7 and move yourself forward and thrive. Because I'm telling you right now, the minute you start elevating too and getting better, you're going to realize that shit that you were worrying about is literally just dog shit that you should never have even bothered with. And you're going to start knowing your worth a little bit more.
Just close that door in your mind, because he closed it. So you're sitting there just like knocking on a door that nobody's fucking opening. Sad.
We want to sit there and beg for it.
But we've all done it.
Yeah. I mean, literally, you guys heard my whole episode. This whole episode.
Oh, and like, if someone put an Instagram post in front of me of like this person that I should look at, oh, what am I going to not look at it?
Yeah.
And see who they were with and what they were doing?
Correct.
No, of course I'm going to.
Yeah.
So look, we can actually both take that advice as well that you just gave.
What?
Just the whole advice that you just gave.
Oh, yeah.
You deserve a man. It'll fucking choke you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So look, they're out there.
Yes.
Okay?
They are.
And until then, you stay focused.
Settle. Focus on you. But seriously, like, he's told you, this is black and white a little bit right here.
Yeah.
He's showing you he doesn't want to be with you. Don't take it. We got ego. We got fear. We got your hurt. It's your heart. It's the fact that you invested in him and it's not being reciprocated. Believe me, all these things suck. But let's look at it for what it truly is. This has actually done you a huge favor. You know, him leaving your life is a good thing. We don't want him back in it because you deserve better.
Yeah. And so cry.
Mm-hmm.
Lay on the floor. Mm-hmm. Wrap yourself in a bath mat.
Eat a thing of ice cream.
Wake up.
Go to the gym.
You know.
Get a new vibrator from Amazon, the Rose, which, by the way, is fucking amazing.
And go through it.
Yeah.
Be bummed. Be pissed.
Go through the emotions.
Go through the thing. Don't go through the Instagram or try and figure this whole thing out.
Block, block, block.
But go through the grief of losing it, because it's done.
Yes.
And I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks. But you have a lot of shit to fucking...
Girl. A whole, like, literally kicking ass. Can you imagine if she's not spending that time worrying about him and thinking about him and just like putting it all that time and energy back in her life? That's one reason why I like being single too, because this is like, man... What you can get done without having to worry about all this extra shit.
And when I was going through breakups, like, I wish I had military shit. I was a fucking waitress. Sure. I had time on my hands. You know what I mean? Like, I wish I had something that I could, like, go to every day.
That's
like,
keeping you distracted?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, good
please
for
give,
you.
Yeah, please give us an update. We're thinking of you, obviously, you know, going through this. And we've all been through it. And I know we always give tough love. And it's so much easier said than done, because we're purposely not in it.
Yeah.
However, we've been through it and we get it.
Yeah.
We're giving you advice that
we
need to hear at that time,
get
too.
To the other side.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, give us an update. And now we will get to the broette of the week.
So we have another broette of the week. I wasn't really able to catch his name because it was just like weird on his Instagram. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
he didn't have a name.
Yeah, yeah.
But he wants to nominate his wife, Rosa Ibarra, I-B-A-R-R-A. And I'm guessing that's a Mr. Ibarra. you know,
oh, sure.
nominating her.
Sure.
It's short and sweet, but he wants to show her some love. He said that she is amazing. That is, she is a working full, she's working full time as a coordinator for Ultra. Maybe it's Ulta. I don't know.
Oh, Ultra? Probably.
And yeah. she's doing online school. So she's working full time doing online school. Oh, MK Ultra?
She's doing that? Just kidding.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And she's doing it all. And she is one of the most giving people that he knows. She has one of the biggest hearts, too. And she's just absolutely incredible. So I want to shout her out. Give her all the love that she deserves. So Rose Ibarra, this goes out to you. An amazing woman, working hard, grinding. Has a beautiful, loving heart. We
and
love to see it.
Nominated by her husband, which we love to see.
Again, we have
especially on relationship
guys,
shows.
Whether it's short and sweet, whether it's a long, like whether it's a huge long paragraph, you guys are all just giving your women the love that they deserve.
It's a big deal.
We're
right,
here for it.
Right into a broette show like, about like
literally
your wife.
Right into it's a cool. female podcast and their DMs about your wife. Yeah,
we love it.
It's great. Thank you guys for sending
those
in.
We love it.
We always love, you know, highlighting amazing women in your lives and in the community.
Absolutely. And this was a good episode. Thank you, Tiffany, for getting vulnerable. I know it's like...
It sucks sometimes. Like, I just sit there. I'm like, well, I guess this is
I just feel like there was no other way.
I know.
You have to just be...
I'm just dealing with the shit. I'm in the shit. I'm dealing with the shit.
That's what it is with the podcast, though. We are feeling what we're feeling. It's really hard to hide it. So... Yeah. You guys would know if we were faking it.
Exactly.
So, sorry.
There
we've got to just talk about what we're talking about. And I think a lot of people are like, yes, right there. Yeah. And they need to know that like it's highs and lows, but there's both.
I think that's the most encouraging thing sometimes of sharing these things is besides like venting and kind of getting off your chest and you feel a little bit better, but also realizing that so many other people are going through it and you feel less alone and you can relate and you're like, oh, thank God.
Exactly. And we don't like to see you not feeling good.
Sure.
But in a way it makes sometimes when you show people that you're not doing the greatest,
yes.
it helps them be like, cool.
Well, so many of us, like, let's be real. So many of us are in the same boat, whether we know it or not. And
exactly.
when you do feel alone, it's, you know, we have the tendency to like, you know, things progressively get worse and we stay,
yeah.
you know, like as like a little hermit. But when you can talk about it and relate, it's like, okay, maybe I am a little bit more normal and this is what everyone else is going through. Maybe we can help give each other advice or just be in the shit together.
Exactly.
So there we go.
Love it. Go to iTunes, rate and review. We're so happy to be on video. So Woo! Let us know, watch, comment, whatever, like.
Do it all. Like let us know if you like it.
Hit the like button, whatever they fucking say on these YouTube-y thingies.
Subscribe and hit that like button.
Hey guys, I just wanted to hop on. Well, love you.
Love
and
you.
And we're going to have fun tomorrow.
Yes,
and
we will.
You're getting pizza. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, you've been watching every move and plotting your next move on every girl I'm moving on. Yeah, don't you better things to do. Yeah, go buy some fucking shoes. Yeah, you're irritating. You're sick.